Taoiseach, last week I warned this House that the Housing Agency is stretching IS 465 to exclude homeowners from the defective concrete block remediation scheme. Engineers, well, at least one of them, is saying we won't fix defective homes whilst ignoring the criteria of IS 465 sets out for defective blocks. The government now cannot hide behind technical language whilst families are left unsafe in their homes. What I'm raising today confirms this is not a mistake. It is a pattern, and the pattern is putting people now in danger. I'm aware of multiple cases now where homeowners who clearly meet the eligibility criteria under IS 465 are being refused access to the scheme by engineers employed by the Housing Agency. These are not marginal cases. They are homes that mica content is above 6% and Group 4 damage officially classified as a dangerous building. Anyone with their eyes in their head can see these homes contain defective concrete, yet their applications were refused. The agency's own words are clear. Having considered IS 465 2018-2020, it is appropriate the decision in the case is refusal due to building damage not being caused by the use of defective blocks containing excessive amounts of certain deleterious materials. Let us be clear about this. Mica is a deleterious material and it is under IS 465. Any building with deleterious materials qualifies under the damage threshold and is eligible for remediation. Even if the engineers claim mica is not the sole cause, the blocks are defective under the IS 465 standard. The cause is not the issue. The law is completely clear, the standard is clear, and residents deserve protection right now. Access is also being denied to so-called external sulphate attack. Leading scientists advised external sulphate attack would only reasonably be expected below the damp-proof portion of the house, in the groundwork, in the soil, below the bell cast. Yet, these cases are detailed. IS 465 testing did not examine below the damp-proof coursing, and the very location most at risk was not tested. Let me be clear. Real-world consequences. A person living in an extremely unsafe home, they're told their damage is not defective. It's not defective concrete. They're instructed to pay for further testing out of their own pockets, costing thousands. When they challenge that decision, they're forced into appeals process that sends the case back into the engineers who made the decision in the first place. So we go round in a loop. And this is not an appeals process. It's a circular state-sanctioned loop. Will you instruct the Minister of Housing and agency to immediately stop flawed interpretation of IS 465, review these decisions at the test cases and protect the homeowners? It's a simple yes or no. I know how much the scheme costs. I know exactly what's involved in it. I just need a yes or no so that we can look at these test cases and move on.